are featuring a guest that is unforgettable on the field, and his name is Andre Morris. Welcome to the Christina Silva Show.
Thanks, Christina. Thanks for having me.
Educating our veterans is a community responsibility, and we want to thank you for all of your contributions, including your outstanding Air Force service.
Thank you so much. I've been proud to serve for 7 years now. Come from a family of service. I feel like that's ingrained into me. And values and people that we get to connect with has really become who I am.
Wow, that is a demonstration of clean riding style. And we're going to clean up the community today through sports. And you have a very special pastime favorite. All of America does, and it's called football.
Yeah, that's true. Football has been a huge part of my life now for as long as I can remember. It's taught me a lot of things that I carry from day to day in my professional job, overcoming obstacles and discipline, teamwork. All of those things contribute to success in any environment.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that up front, because Creative Resiliency Solutions is what we promise to our audience every week on KDW in Las Vegas. And you realize that through the internet, we're reaching a lot of listeners that are counting on us to make a touchdown today.
That's true. Like I said, I appreciate you having me on and just getting in front of all these listeners and kind of having a conversation about how we can further impact, you know, our youth, our military youth, and how we can be good examples in this life.
We can do that by starting to know where you came from, how you grew up, and what some of your important family values equate to.
All right. So jumping right into it. I was born in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, to Andre and Dietrix Morris. My mom was a 25-year Air Force veteran, so had a pretty unique childhood. Lived in England, Germany, and then finally we settled where I call where home, Atlanta, Georgia. So from Atlanta, Georgia, I went to the Air Force Academy and played football in college. Had the amazing opportunity to coach football at my alma mater a year after I graduated in 2012. I've been in the service now for 7 years. My primary work is space development and program management. I've had an amazing time in this 7 years of not only, you know, day-to-day interactions with people, but also contributing to something bigger than myself and being able to contribute to my hobbies and touch people throughout the world. So I'm looking forward to the future and what's to come, and I've learned a lot from the past.
That's amazing. Now, I've been an active listener by practicing on the radio for so many years, and I heard a lot of key words that you mentioned while we're getting acquainted to your childhood, and I heard the word football quite a few times, but I heard another word called service. I want to expound upon the word service, because from your childhood to your professional service, I know your bed has to be made according to 25 years of growth in your mom's household and with your dad, but mentorship is something through coaching. That word I heard, that means a lot to us, because we all have to have some example so that we can attain the success that you have. So reach back into your childhood and share with me a family experience that will be with you forever.
Wow. There's a lot of them. I would say that, yes, my bed did have to be made. My mom was the authoritarian in the household. And interesting enough, a naval commander, a book I just read, Make Your Bed, is one of those things that stays with me. That one accomplishment to get your day started just by making your bed really sets you up for success throughout the day. It's very, those little small things really go a long way. So just to think back into a moment in time, I would have to say my first football game. My father was my coach. I'm the only child, so he was heavily involved in my adolescent life. He did coach me all the way through high school. So, but that first game, playing flag football, and as the quarterback, throwing the game-winning touchdown, and then to see the excitement on not only my friends' faces, but the joy and just satisfaction of accomplishment that my father had, and then my mother as well, who came to every game, hasn't missed a game. That was probably things I look back on and say, not only did I have a lot of accomplishments when I was younger as a child, but hopefully I made my parents proud as well.
Wow, you have. And just knowing you a short time, which is a little over a month, Captain Morris, you stand very tall. It looks like you have a balanced lifestyle, and I know that physical agility is part of your balanced day, along with what you have to do mentally to be well at your job performance. So in order to get promoted in life, period, and in the ranks, you have to balance spiritual, social, and mental resilience.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So have you ever been injured on the field?
Oh, I have, actually, to answer your question. Recently, I actually just had surgery on my knee playing pickup basketball. So not on the field, but just in the sports environment. But I broke my arm when I was younger in middle school. I had a little couple of hiccups in college. Nothing too major that kept me out. But with the game comes injuries and comes hurdles that you have to get over. And I think those hurdles teach you a lot about who you are in that moment. And if you can, focus your mental state and really look at a different perspective on life and get through those challenges, then you come out hopefully a better person. You come out with the experience. You come out with the success of, that other end of the tunnel. You come out with a story that you can tell your friends and hopefully my kids one day.
Most definitely. Resilience is not something that we are born with. It's something that is learned, and it's something we have to practice.
Right, it does
and
take so, practice.
Most definitely. Tell me about a losing game.
I'll go back to college on this one. The Commander-in-Chief series, playing for the Air Force Academy every year. We play West Point and the Naval Academy, and those are some of the toughest games of the season. We're not in the same conference, but we fight for a trophy in that series every year, and pretty much bragging rights. And if you win that series, then you have bragging rights for kind of the rest of your life. The toughest game that I had probably was my junior year, or I believe it was my junior year, and we were so close to beating Navy, and we played our hearts out, but we just came up a field goal short. And those types of games did back then hurt a lot more than they do now. But trying to kind of flip it on its head, those type of games, I think, made us stronger as a team and made the victories, more savory. Then my senior year, got to meet the president because of winning the series and beat Army and Navy. So that was kind of the sweetness at the end of a loss came the victory at the end.
Yes, this is an astounding interview. And I just look at you and I think, my goodness, you have your parents expecting excellence after 25 years of combined Air Force service. You have played for the Air Force Academy, leading and winning football team. And you have mentors and friends that you've shared with me about and your family values. And that means that your total comprehensive fitness has to be at a level that's above the average public demeanor. And so my goal with the show each week, educating our veterans, is to show a testimonial about myself and you share something about yourself.
Okay.
And it self-convicts the listeners.
Okay.
And it helps them also participate and want to get involved in charity.
Yeah.
So let's talk about charity last, because now we're going to get into your education.
Okay.
Tell us about when you have time to even get a degree or to study something when you're not practicing on the football field and making your bed.
Oh, wow. education from early on in my life was always the focus. I couldn't do the sports or any extracurricular activities unless, I got my schoolwork done. So my parents really instilled in me that knowledge is power, and I've kept that with me through this point in my life. So, like I said, went to the Air Force Academy. I was fortunate and to get an appointment there. I was fortunate to play 4 years of outstanding football and make some of the best friends that I've made through that experience. And some of my peers have gone on to do, great things. And who would ever thought that, us being in that environment, receiving that type of education would take us 7 years later into the positions that we fill now. But it is amazing to look back on it. I received my master's degree from Trident University International, in marketing, MBA in marketing. And I think I want to be a lifelong learner. I don't want to be stagnant. I just think education is, along with athletics, are the two main things that keep you moving and keep you alive. So it's given me perspective. It's given me friends. It's given me insight into other things that I want to study. It's given me an avenue to pursue things in my professional career that otherwise, without the education that I've received, I would not have an opportunity to have experienced. So hopefully moving forward, I'll always carve out a time to continue to grow myself in education and really make that a priority in my life.
This is so wonderful. I'm having a great time. And I can't reward myself with anything else but interviews like this. And I think we have a natural fire and electricity that's transferring while we're sitting close to each other. And we have amazing eye contact. And those are some of the principles you learn from military service.
Right.
Integrity is something that emits from you. Interest, listening to people, sharing stories. You can really save a person's life by knowing if they have a green dot or not. Would you say yes?
Yes, I
would. What the heck is a green dot, Captain Morris?
Yeah.
Share with us about the green dot and being aware of your surroundings and people that you care about. I had a challenge to myself from journaling that I should hug 3 people. Yeah. And after I wrote it down, I watched it come to life. And I could only hear my mom's voice saying, write it down and make it plain. Go forth. She's so proud of me as a Marine. Have you done that? Have you really looked around? And tell me who you've helped lately.
Yeah, so I think with resiliency, we also look at in the military services and Air Force in particular, look at how we can interact with our peers and even our subordinates and really get to know one another and know when those stressful times appear in each other's lives, be more than just counterparts in an office, but also friends outside. So for me, I think relationship building is critical, and I think that I know I can't do it all, and I don't want to do it all, and if I don't have a team around me, then I'm not going to be the person that I know that I can be. So surrounding myself with good people, being a good teammate, another sports analogy, and then also helping people when I see that something's a little off kilter. That's not only, personal resiliency, but I think that's organizational resiliency. That's something that has been instilled in me from a young age.
And it's marketing, too, because you've sold yourself just looking here, taking time to talk to me. my jokes.
I love this. I love this opportunity.
This is awesome.
Yeah, this experience has been an amazing one.
Yes, and it is about destiny, everyone. And if you're listening, we're talking up close and personal with our very own Captain Andre Morris, today known as Andre, the football star with big aspirations to change our youth from the outside in, the private sector to the public sector. And a little bit of Hollywood is necessary. And you shared with me that you got your master's degree at Trident University.
I'm great program. And I tried to knock it out right after I graduated college. So I was still in the groove of academics. But I had a lot of great professors and great interactions with veterans who took advantage of the program and who were in the program with me. That great school, proud to be
from
there.
Amazing. Yeah. And you just love to look back. And that's what we do when we're resilient. You're listening to us and you're reflecting on your own life experiences and you're being proud of yourself and you're taking the moment to reflect. And self-reflection breeds self-empowerment.
I sometimes I don't think I do it enough, but when you get around great people like you, Christina, it kind of forces you to look back on what you've accomplished. But I'm a big believer in not dwelling on the past, but taking those lessons and moving forward.
Well, folks, from the boot camp to the football camp, we're going to talk a little more with Captain Morris about humanitarianism, and we're also going to share a little bit about his future goals as a businessman. And you're listening to the Christina Silva Show on KDWN, brought to you in part by State Farm, Jimmy Ramirez Agency, and Webster University at Los Angeles Air Force Base. Andre Morris, he's going to tell me what a pigskin patriot is.
Yeah, so moving into the charity, it was founded by one of my classmates, Chad Hall, 08 graduate from the United States Air Force Academy. We became close friends when I was a freshman. He was a senior from the United States Air Force Academy. But after he graduated, he served as a maintenance officer at Hill, Utah. Served about 500 troops as their commander, and then had aspirations to play in the NFL. So with that, he made up his mind and went out for the NFL and got picked up by the Philadelphia Eagles. And as a serviceman himself and a true patriot, he said, "How do I give back?" And this was the best way he thought of giving back. And he founded Pigskin Patriots. And our mission is to unite NFL athletes with military dependents, youth ages 5 through 14, and really focus on the youth. I believe that there's a lot of organizations that focus on the veteran itself, the hard times that we do face in different situations, being deployed, being away from family members, missing a lot of lives of the people that we love. We focus a lot on spouses who support our military members. Sometimes I feel like the youth get a little lost. So Chad had a great vision here, and he's also a great leader. Be able to bring on, you know, his peers and people that he trusts to grow this organization. He founded it in 2014, and since then we've had 5 camps. The camp at LA Air Force Base being the last camp, and a huge success to integrate the NFL football players and the cheerleaders and bring them onto the installations so they can interact with the kids, so they don't have to go anywhere, and to give them drills to really instill core values, to have a competitive series, and for them to be able to perform in front of their parents, who I know they look up to as heroes, and they also look up to these NFL players and cheerleaders as heroes. But in all actuality, ever since I've been a part of this, the NFL talent and professionals look up to these kids and these military members as heroes as well. So to be able to be a part of this organization and to grow it and to be in the game that I love, it's almost twofold. The game that's taught me so much and given me so much in my life, and also being able to be in this uniform and combine the two services has been a dream come true.
Wow, this is amazing, Captain Morris. You've done that with integrity, and you've been a testament that role switching and knowing how to change your game plan all works together. And you used the word analogy earlier with football. It's very much like military training.
Right.
Because on the field, you have extreme qualifications physically, mentally, socially, and spiritually going on all at one time, not to mention contractual obligations to represent your team, the sport, and the league, the NFL, with such esprit de corps. Do you find it ever difficult to know which hat you're wearing?
I guess like any other person, sometimes it's challenging, but I like the challenge.
And confidence goes a long way.
Yeah, you have to be confident in yourself, and when you're surrounded by people in which you trust,
yes,
and in which you are who are on the same path of the same mission as you are, and have the same values. We believe that values drive behaviors. Behaviors drive outcomes. Teach the right values. We focus on 6: integrity, service, excellence, leadership, respect, and perseverance. If you take a minute and really look at how those values are incorporated into every professional's lives, every kid's life, can really drive a behavior in which you get a positive outcome.
That is it. And not to mention the cheers of the parents of the youth attending the camp. Not only the cheerleaders, which I used to cheerlead for 9 years. I did several years of winning drill team in Culver City when I was young. And actually,
yeah, you're an athlete.
The 11th Laker girl.
Okay.
And a motorcycle racer. Nice. So when I look at your football career and my career as a motorcyclist and a cheerleader and a U.S. Marine, I am still in my camis to my civvies. Meaning, in uniform, I served in the NVC school and I earned a meritorious mass during Desert Storm, serving, getting ready to deploy to the Persian Gulf. And then I kept that hat, and it's in my heart, and that became my core value to give back and continue serving. And that's what you're doing today. And if you're wanting to pursue more than one business at a time, those are called your dreams. Those are called talents that you have naturally that you're kind of ordained to carry out.
Right.
So share with me, you mentioned family, and someday you'll be a dad, what it means to you to see the youth passing the ball in one of the drills at a Pigskin Patriots camp.
Oh, to see the kids just having the time of their lives. I, I try to put myself in their shoes, and I wish I could run around and, you know, pass the ball and play with my friends like I was, you know, 10 years old again as well. Unfortunately, my body can't do what it used to be able to do, but to see them having a great time and to hear the feedback that they give to their parents, "Dad, we've had the greatest day of our lives. We thank you for bringing us to this." Or, "We were glad we didn't go to soccer practice this morning. We wouldn't have wanted to miss this for the world." And to see the NFL players really interact with the young kids, because I think we all have a little bit of kid left in us. As many people don't want to share as they get older, there's still something about being out on the field or running around and being a kid at heart that is special. So for me and you know the people who put on this camp, and for Chad, I know we really do get a lot of joy out of the joy we bring to the youth and the parents and the staff that helps us on the base and the facilities. Everybody who have to be involved to make this camp a success, we really do. One, appreciative, and two, it brings us joy to be able to provide this type of opportunity.
One thing is to know what you want to do and how you want to give back. And two is to lock on and lock in to what it is you envision. And when you give it with charity, it cannot fail. So we're talking with Andre Morris, our captain, United States Air Force, about Pigskin Patriots. And the camps are available nationwide to public and to private sector environments. And we look forward to letting you know more by going to their website, pigskinpatriots.org, which is a United States nonprofit organization with a 501c3 classification. It's built with the United States military men and women that want to protect, fight, and serve this great nation through the analogy of football, America's favorite pastime. Who's your team in the NFL? Who are you rooting for this year?
Oh, I'm a Cowboys fan, for sure. That's America's team. It'll always be America's team. I remember my first football memorabilia was a Cowboys helmet that my dad got me, and that's the times of Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Deion Sanders, Emmitt Smith. I wore number 21. I thought I was prime time. Sometimes I still think I'm prime time, but, you know, the Cowboys, we're rebuilding. I think we had a great draft, and I'm excited for this year.
And you're talking to Coach Andre Morris of football now, because knowing the field, being a player and having that contractual aptitude to be a player and manager, social, spiritual, mental, and physical wellness is one thing, but to coach is another. Coaching someone else and seeing their talent. Share with us about a player that you've developed and one youth that is truly headed for the NFL.
Oh, you can never tell who's headed for the NFL. I've had the pleasure of interacting with a lot of young men who have high aspirations, but more importantly, they have a great work ethic. And I do a lot of self-study and being a player and being able to just naturally move your body and be athletic is a true talent. And but sometimes I think that's natural talent. To be a coach, you really do have to study the game, and to impart wisdom, the mentee has to trust you. So I've been honored to be a part of different teams where the athletes, we've established trust, and they've really bought into the system and process and bought into what I was saying, and really made me a better coach, because I wanted to study more and give them things that would help them on the battlefield, so they would continue to trust me. And when I work with people, I just try to tear down the limits. There's no limit to athletic ability. There's no limit to how much success that you can accomplish if we focus on the work and let the outcomes be just that, the outcomes. You can't control the outcomes, but you can control your attitude and effort and the work that you put in. I hope that a lot of my people that I've had the pleasure of working with do go to the NFL, and if they do, and that's their dream, I'll be happy for them for reaching their dreams and goals.
Thank you for your service, Captain Morris. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
This is Christina Silver reporting live. Andre Morris, our Pigskin Patriot for life. Thank you to Chad Hall for creating such an awesome organization. And if you want to give back to youth and be a part of football, let's go to pigskinpatriots.org. Right, Captain Morris?
That's right.
I don't know if I want to say R. Kelly on my show, but no. That's our show for today. If I can see it, I can be it.